Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Tom Allen's Indiana Hoosiers had an unexpected bye week last week after the cancellation of their game with Florida International with complications from Hurricane Irma. The Hoosiers rallied, practiced, got ready for Georgia Southern, plus hit the recruiting trail.
Finished up a unique week, having a modified schedule, so really pleased with how our players responded and adjusted to some last-minute changes, and we're able to really capitalize on recruiting this past weekend and get a lot of ground covered, a lot of schools hit and games watched, and really spread out our staff and maximize that opportunity. I'm excited about the opportunity this week we have with Georgia Southern coming to town and the challenges that their offense creates as a triple option team and the athleticism that they possess. And coming Saturday to get back on the field and play again. I don't think that really hurt us. I think our recruiting staff, Matt, did a great job of coming up with a good plan. I don't know if there's a better time of the year to do it. You get so many days during the non, you know, contact period to be able to go out and evaluate. So I don't think that there was any more or less opportunity. We probably got to, I know for me personally, I got to go to some games that I wouldn't have been able to see. I thought that was very, very positive. I think it's give and take. There's probably some parts of it that you would wish were a little different. But as far as from a recruiting perspective, I felt like that we were able to maximize our time and we had coaches all across the country and very effective.
Also this Saturday, they'll recognize the 10-year anniversary of the Insight Bowl team.
Excited to have Coach Hep's wife, Jane, with us and some players from that team and be wearing special uniforms in honor of Coach Hep and The Rock. Looking forward to that and the opportunity to represent our program and recognize all that Coach Hep means to our program and his family.
Indiana and Georgia Southern, 3:30 Saturday. Reds on the radio tonight. They host St. Louis at the Great American Ballpark. Marty Brenneman's pregame at 7 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
It's the middle of September, but it's already sectional time for girls' golf. The Bloomington North Cougars hosted yesterday's sectional, but it was the city rival Bloomington South Panthers who finished second at Cascades Golf Course to become the only local team to advance to Saturday's regional in Washington. Martinsville won going away by 40 shots, but it was Bloomington South who came in second place. Dustin Carver's Panthers were led by season-best finishes from Madeline Stanek, who finished third with 81, and Caroline Conrad, who finished fifth with 84. The two top Panther finishers were supported by Bailey Duncan, Lauren Connor, and Carly Williams, who helped push the Panthers into the top three and into the regional for the sixth year running. The host North Cougars, it looked like for a while they were going to have a fight on their hands for the third place spot, but Indian Creek snuck in the back door to beat Brian Muehlhaus's Cougars by two shots to claim the third and final team position. It wasn't all bad news for the Cougars, though, as individuals Lauren Stallsmith with an 88. She finished 7th, and freshman Katie Drummond carding 94. That was good for 11th, and good enough to qualify individually for Saturday's regional. Lexi Floyd, Ruby Sloan, and Aaron Lillis rounded out the Cougars scoring 5, who fell just short of their goal of advancing to the regionals. Edgewood, who finished 7th in the 8-team field, though they don't have a senior on their team, so they're looking to the future. Kaylee Covey shot 95 to lead the way for Gary Lee's Red and Black. Maddie Deckard was second best with 101. So we'll have plenty of city influence at the Washington Regional, the South Panthers as team runners-up, and the two individuals hitting the top 11 from Bloomington North. Reds return to the radio tonight. They host the St. Louis Cardinals at the Great American Ballpark. Marty Brenneman's pregame begins at 7 p.m. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.